big day celebration. We want the full ceremony. Three people that ate together are chayev to become now permanently interconnected in order to make the bracha as if they are a group. In other words, instead of saying the typical baruch, they have to open with a nivarech. This is how Rashi understands the idea. The zimun is expressed in the bracha. So there's also other elements of which the zimun itself is a preparation for bracha. To be mizuman for something. That's the only reason we're saying nivarech. Prepare yourselves for doing something. So the question here is, what if one of the people that ate together had eaten in a way that wasn't quite suitable, mitzad ha-halakha? Can you be mitzarech with this person? Now we know for sure if his eating was an achilat isur, then he's not mitzarech. The Mishnah's taking that for granted, and there's some question among the Rishonim why he's not mitzarech. There are some, including the Rambam, who learned that he's not mitzarech because he's not chuyav than bracha, because ein zeh boteh. It says, "Boteya birech," somebody did something wrong, and his mevarech is actually being mina'itz Hashem, not being mevarech Hashem. It's absurd. You're eating some pork, and you're going to make a bracha Hashem on it. I mean, ridiculous. So too, if you do any other issue. The other Rishonim learned that the problem is support. Because even though he may be chayav for bracha, but in being mitzaref with them, they are indicating that they're part or chabura together with this person, that they're not allowed to do so. That the other people cannot be mitzaref with such an individual. Then there's some who learned that that's not the point, that we certainly were not assuming that the bracha of Zimun is the Rabbanan, which by the way is something of a machlokas, interestingly. Those who hold that the actual Birkat Zimun is itself a diraisa and part of the Birkat Amazon. But assuming that it's the Rabbanan, the takana was not to be mitzaref because of the kavod habracha with someone who wasn't in a proper state to be mavarach, even if you would hold that for the other ta'amim, he's still chayiv in the bracha. The reason you would hold that is because of lichora, the ptur of a bracha, and someone who did something hasur would only bring a be on a drabana. Because the diraita of Birkat Hamazon, how are we going to potter someone from Birkat Hamazon based on our sense of the kavod habracha? You ate, you're satisfied. Okay, that's what those Rishonim say, that we would never potter someone from diraita from Birkat Hamazon. So he did something wrong, but now he's chayev. Others learn, as I mentioned, others learn that there's actually a ptur bracha even on Birkat Hamazon. Therefore, the Mishnah now wants to tell us cases where there are people who would be mitzaref, even though on the surface it appears that they should not be mitzaref, such as someone eats demai. Now, we'll see later on that demai is not considered to be an achila that is be'etzem, because demai ultimately is suitable for anyone under certain circumstances. You could simply be mafkin your nefas and you could eat demai. So, my sarishan shenit latru matov. At this point, the assumption is that this means that you took off whatever you need to. In other words, it's maaser rishon. But the lady took off his trumat maaser, in which case it's not much of a chiddush. I mean, that's perfectly kosher food. That's what you're supposed to do. In the end, the Gemara is going to come out that these are special cases where you didn't take off the trumat gedolah. In other words, you were yotze in a way that normally you weren't yotze. Same thing is true of maaser sheni v'hege shenivdu. On the surface, it says they took the pigeons mashma that everything is a-okay. We're going to qualify that there was some element that was not quite right. And even a shamash, who was actually not part of the seuda, but he ate a kezayit together with them, is sufficient to be mitzari, and a kutim, before we gave the kutim a din of nofrim gemurim, we would go zana, would be mitzari and mizamnim alav. Can be mitzarif with them, even though you would think that his achila is not an achilat keva. No, you're good. Ochal tevel u'maaser rishon shelonit latrumato u'maaser sheni v'hegde shelonivdu v'hashamash achal pachot mikazay v'hanokri ein mezamnim alav. However, in cases where it was truly osir, it was tevel not demai, there was no pidyon at all, there was a shamash who ate but ate pachot mikazay, it wasn't a kuti, it was a nokri, in these cases the zimun would not be chal. Nashim v'avadim uktanim ein mezamnim alayhem, cannot be mitzareif nashim avadim uktanim to your zimun. We'll see what the din is of the those people alone. At kama mizamnim, at kizayit. How little would you have to eat to be able to be mitzurat with them? And Rashi adds, to be able to be motzi them their chiyuv. Because remember that part of the zimun was that the one who was mizamen was motzi everyone their bracha. That's the main chiyuv of zimun, not just to say nivarech, but rather to say the Birkat Hamazon aloud and everybody should be yotze with you. The implication of this Rashi is that we're only interested in the Mishnah finding out what the shiur is of the tziruf. But lagabi bracha. In other words, how about to be mitzaref for just answering? It's mashma that Rashi is not giving a shir, because he's only saying the nafkamina is for him to be vavarech. He needs nulu akos levarech. Can he be motzi the others zerchova? Mashma that even on less than a kazayis he could answer. And in fact, it's interesting. The Gra paskins that lahalacha that even if you eat less than a kazayis of something, not even bread, you would be able to be mitzarech to the others to be mevarech. And that indeed, I mean, many understand that the Gra is based on this Rashi. He doesn't explain himself. Some of them try to explain it away. But many learn that the Gra is based on this Rashi and that the understanding of the Mishnah is only a question of tziruf to be mevarech and to be motzina.
So they didn't come together?
No, that's a different question. We'll see. Well, that we'll get to later on in the Gemara. What's considered to be coming together? Rabbi Yehuda Omer at kibetza. By the way, some learn that what forces Rashi into that position is he said beferish pura shamasha achal kezayit to pachot kezayit. So how could we possibly suddenly bring up a new issue of what's the shir and now turn out it's a machloka? We saw what the shir is. The shir is a kezayit. It's not a very powerful argument because we know that the issue with the shamash, and that's the reason why it's included, even when he ate a kezayit, he's included among those you would have thought would not be mitarev. The issue with the shamash is that his achilah is not an achilah keva. He's constantly jumping up to bring things to the table. That's not called eating, unfortunately. Nowadays, you know, we don't know what eating is, but it used to be, you could eat. Yes. It's always past me, you know. You don't eat anything, you just serve others. Says the Gemara Minani, where do we get this idea of a tziruf of bracha when three people are together? Omer Elazig Yonarva, Gadlu Lashem Iti, in the Ramamashmo Yagdan. Obviously, here we have speaking to two other people, Gadlu, with me, and then together in the Ramamashmo Yagdan. So apparently, there's an idea, first of all, telling the two people, prepare yourselves to go with me together to be Meromim Shem Hashem. Okay, so you see, the three people should be Mitzurah in this fashion. Rabbi Avu Omer Meyakati, Shem Hashem Ekra, Avu Godel Elokeinu. If I call you to Zimun, so to speak, you should answer a reflection of Abu Godel Elokeinu. You know, there are those who like to be Mekayim, Ona Amen, Bekol Kocham, you know. So you make the mistake of saying a broch around that guy, nice and quiet, and all of a sudden the whole block's looking at you because the Meshuggah is shouting Amen at the top of his lungs. Or you have these crazies down at the Kotels, you know, that they have to answer Yesh Rabba with all of their characters to shake the Rakia. So that's all you hear is this guy shouting. So how do we know that that is Osir to do? Shenemar. I do. Shenema Gadlu Lashem Iti Uneroma Mashamo Yagdam. Is this the same halacha?
When Mar says about Kokoko,
includes the Omein. It says Beferish in the Shon. Includes the Omein. The reason that the Gemara says that is you shouldn't think that since it says Aina Bekol Karcha should be Yosim and Amavorek, therefore Kamashko and that we don't say it. That's what he's referring to. In other words, since there's an Inyan of Bekol Karcha, which includes the Omein of Yeshmei Rabba, no? So therefore, coming to Tonya, not to do this. What can I do? I can only quote the Rishayim. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. He says, Yachtav, let's do it together. Not that you should be the one that everybody hears, not me, right? Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, minayin she'ena mitargem, reshay lak biya kolo, yoter min akore. Where do we see that the one who is saying over the either in Kriyat HaTorah or the Shiur is not allowed to speak louder than the one who's reading from the Torah itself? Shinema Moshe yedaber ve'Elohim ya'neno v'kol. When you say ya'neno v'kol, and obviously ya'neno is v'kol, she'in tamud l'mar v'kol, ma tamud l'mar v'kol, meaning v'kolo shel Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. Tosfos understands it like this. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously needed to shout in order to be heard. He was talking to an awful lot of people over there. You know, he raised his voice. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to shout? I mean, he was only talking to Moshe. Must be because since Moshe needed to speak loudly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, in order that it should be, the Derech Eretz spoke on the same level of kol. So he shouldn't be speaking louder. But that means that there's an inyan that it should be at the same, it should be
Yahweh.
This is the same idea. Once we determine that the mitargem cannot speak louder than the korei cannot speak louder. If the mitargem simply doesn't have the same power of voice, then the korei should speak a little bit lower so that the mitargem can match his call, but it should be a match call. That's in delivering and not the kriyat. In other words, that's cases where you bichlal don't have to hear. But kriyat the Torah, they have to hear the kriyat the Torah as well. Here, I'm being mefarish the shir to you. It's more than a lot. Because the targum is mila b'mila. He's saying the Torah and he's saying the targum. Itmar.
the Yamaha? What's the word?
McLaur. Yeah, the Maya.
Any question? Because I understand that at the time when the rabbi was old and couldn't speak.
No, that's some that's Tersha Baal Peh where he's being mafarish. But he's an Amora is a mafarish to a Tana. He's not saying over the words of the Tana only. He's giving over the shir to the people. Yeah, that's a different idea. They're listening to the Amora himself. That's what the Gemara says. Oh, to Kuli Amla Tana, they're being marched to the Amora, not to the Tana, because they're not saying the same thing. Whereas a Matargim here is a Matargim word for word. Itmar. Shnaim Sha'achlu Kiachat. Pligi Rab Verab Yochanan. Chadamarim Ratzul Zamin Mizamin. Chadamarim Ratzul Zamin Mizamin. The question over here is, can you be Mizamin without having three? And three is only Lechiyuva. But as long as there's two people, that's a covet of the bracha for two people to say it together. Or does the din of Zimun require a certain presence in order to have the chashivut of Zimun? And it's similar to the idea of not saying certain things, Vavashav Kedusha, in less than Asaras. The same way you say, cannot say Elokeinu if I have less than 10. So I cannot say Nivarech where there's less than 3. It's not. Shlosha shaflu kachat, chayavim lezamein. Mashma shlosha, not 2. Ah, come on, but it says chayavim. I mean, hatam chova. I'm asking whether it would be a reshut to have the right to be mezamein with 2. That was my question. You can't bring me a raya from a mishnah that's dealing with chova. Tashma shlosha shaflu kachat, chayavim lezamein, ve'en reshaim lechalek. They also are not allowed to split up. Now, I assume if the 3 are splitting up, they're not going to be 1.5 on this side and 1.5 on that side, right? I mean, then we know why they can't split up. That's not a chiddush. But the point is that there will be 2 left. So if there's 2 left, they could still be mezamim. So what's so bad? Of course, Tosfos says, what do you mean, what's so bad? So maybe nothing's bad for the 2, but something's bad for the 1. I mean, Lamaitse, the 1 guy's going to be left without Zimun. Maybe that's what it means. The portion of the Torah that Tosfos gives is that it says, Ein Rishayin. None of them are Rishayin Mechalik. Mashma, even the 2 are not Rishayin Mechalik. Lamaitse brings another Torah that the Seifa continues on to say 4 people who eat together are not Rishayin Mechalik, 2 and 2. So there's a clear raya. But since the Gemara doesn't bring this part, it's possible that the intent was to bring a raya simply from the beginning. So you see over here that the Shlosh Shachul Ka'achas are in a situation of being usher to be mechalik. So the shloshaim, the shnayim lo, you can only have 3 people to be mezamin and not 2. But that's different because they ate 3 people together. So now they're chayim and zimun b'chova. You want to now reduce that to a zimun reshus. They're not allowed to reduce it to a zimun reshus, even if there is such a thing as a zimun reshus. So hashaneatam v'kabulu b'chova mi'ikara. Tashma hashamash hayam shamesh al hashnayim. Hareze ocheli mayem apapishanonat b'lo reshus. Normally a shamash does not sit down to eat. But if he's serving 2 people, then he doesn't even have to ask permission. It's a given that the people to whom he is serving want him to eat in order that they should be able to make a birkat hazimun. Whereas if he's hayam mishamesh al shlosha, then he no chelimam ela im kenat nulo reshut. Then, of course, unless they specifically invite him to sit down, he should not sit down to eat. But you see here clearly that people are only chayav and zimun when there's 3. Whereas if their intent was to be mezamin, and they could be mezamin on 2, why would the shamash assume that they want to have 3? They don't need him. They could be mezamin without him. The obvious answer is shaniatam the nechalu the mikvelu the chova. Okay, that's true. Perhaps that they could bench if they want to, but they would prefer to have the level of zimun, which is a chova, and now it becomes a mitzvah rather than a voluntary act. This is how Rashi learns it. If he has to give this as the reason, it's mashma that he holds that there's no advantage in terms of the barachah. In other words, the mikveh, you know, the chovah, we could have understood, if not for this pshat of Rashi, that the meaning is that a bracha of zimun, of shlosha, is a higher darga of zimun because of the fact that it has the 3 people to be masked. But remember that that still might be true. This is going according to the tzav that you can be the zamin too. So if you can be mezamin too, it means that there's no need to have the kashivut of the 3. But enachinami, once we end up rejecting this approach, since you cannot be mezamin with 3 or 2, then it could be that there is in fact a din of a special level of Kedusha for 3. And the Rashi wouldn't have said that. It's just a function of Gadol HaMitzvah Oseh. Tashma, Nashim Mizamnot La'atzman, V'Avadim Mizamnim La'atzman. You have women, they can be mezamin for themselves, and avadim can be mezamin for themselves, but we don't mix nashim avadim uktanim, we don't mix in any direction. We're certainly not going to have the men and the women mixed, and when it comes to avadim uktanim, we don't have avadim uktanim mixed because we assume that there's no gender differences for avadim, that is, they're just as attracted to the ktanim as they would be to the nashim, and therefore we're not going to, it'll be pritsut in any direction. So we avoid pritsut. Im ratzu lezamein im mezamim, and therefore, even if they're together, We don't allow that type of zimun because we avoid pritsut in the Birkat HaMazon. However, it says over here to themselves, that can be mezame. Now, the din is that even 100 women are no different in terms of a dovish of a kedusha than 2 men. In other words, the same way you don't say kaddish with 100 women. So assuming that there's an inyan of kedusha over here for shalosh, that's what you're saying. If you're telling me that you're not allowed to say Birkat HaMazon to zimun unless you have 3. So you're saying that there's some element of 3 that's more than 2. But that element, l'chora, would not apply to nashim because we don't find that in nashim, like l'gabi a minyan or so on. If that's the case, 100 women are still, in terms of the chiyuv, like 2 men. Nonetheless, it says that they're mizamnim la'atzman. Because tani nashim mizamnot la'atzman, babadim mizamnim la'atzman. And says the Gemara, even if there would be an inyan of a special chiyuv of 3, there may still be a difference because shani hatam de'ika de'ot. Now, there's 2 ways of understanding it. Rashi understands it like this. Indeed, when it comes to the chiyuv of zimun, there may be something extra in having 3, which is similar to a dover shebi kedusha, but less. In other words, 3, less than 10. That element indeed would not be present with 100 women or with 3 women. But there's a separate question. The question that you were asking as to whether 2 is sufficient to be mizami is not necessarily answered here. Because when you have 3, you have 2 levels. You may still have that magic level, but you certainly have more than 2 people. There's no denying that you have separate awarenesses here, 3 human beings. So it's still possible to that, but it doesn't matter if it's men or women. So it may be that you can have 3 people together the same, Nevarech Shachal Nemishalo, even without the level of the special Kedusha, so that there was still no chiyuv. So if you have 3 people that have no chiyuv, they can get together. But that doesn't mean that 2 people can get together. So as Rashi is learning that even Lefi the Teretz, we're not rejecting the difference between 3 and 2, right? We're not rejecting the level of Kedusha between 3 and 2. The Nafkamina is it a chiyuv for women to be Mizando? Notice, if it's only a function of Deot, then they're Bechuyavot. In avoiding that point, as Rashi is saying, that's what the Gemara is saying, you can't bring Raya Barmoit because you have Deot. So that means that even though they could be Mitztarfot, and we're taking for granted that they're not Bechuyavot to be Mitztaref, if you hold that you need the Dafka 3 for men, maybe it's only voluntary. Maybe it's not a chiyuv. So why can't men volunteer? Because there's only 2 of them. And you need 3 people minimum to volunteer. But once you have 3 people for men, you already have a chiyuv. So we have no riot from here that the women are mechuyavot, and we have no riot from here that less than 3 men can be mitzvah voluntarily. In terms of the halakha, there's a major machloket as to whether is this what we remain with, that women can but are not mechuyavot, or is there in fact an absolute chiyuv for women to be mizamnot? Basically, la halakha, they're mukhiyavot to be mizam. That's how we end up passing. They are mukhiyavot. Halakha la maisa, the minhag for some reason is not true, for whatever reason. However, that minhag should not be mistaken to mean that if women were present at a meal, that they are not mukhiyavot. They're 100% mukhiyavot. The minhag is only when women eat alone. So there's a minhag in many places not to say Birkat HaMazon. But if women eat together where there is a chiyuv, the men are not allowed to bench unless the women come back to the table. They're mechuyav to wait for them because they have the same chiyuv of zimun. That's something that's not generally understood. So a woman must be at the table, b'shav. Same way anybody else must be at the table. The men and the women is no different. Unless you kind of, unfortunately, we ended up being b'sham short. So anyway, b'sham mash, nothing to eat. So you never get the chance to eat anyway. I don't notice the women eating ever.
With permission like that.
Three men,
yes, you said.
Three men, yes.
There's not even a minute that too. It's only when there's only 3 women, so there they don't do it. Or even if there's 3 women, 2 men. Okay? So that's... So this is, I'm saying, this is even the late, another thing, Ramesha passed the Jumukh, the Mukhuyavot, not Deot Bein HaRishonim. This is a modern poskim. There's no question that there's a female zimun.
Unless the men there.
If the women are men, then enough yamin.
The
men should say the bracha, but they have to wait for the women to be
Mukhuyavot.
I
know, it's a third of the case, you see, 5 women and 2 men at the table.
Ah, right. So
the women say, you know, we want to say...
Right, so we don't. In other words, they do it by themselves. So.
It's not the minute.
The question, by the way, why it wouldn't be that they would be moti, that's a whole discussion. That's because since there's a shaila whether women are mechuyavot yoraita because of brit and oretz in terms of nachala and so on, and we'll see later on in yonim of the chiyav of women. There's a question of whether all of the mitzvahs are tied together. Everything that's mentioned in Birkat HaMazon. Because if that's the case, they wouldn't be able to be motzi. If they can't be motzi, then they can't be mezamim for a man. That's a separate question, not the question of pritzuta. Okay, but that all we'll discuss b'mekomo. So anyway, this was the deacon rash. So shani hatavika deot. Wait a minute, deot. So then why does it say nochim avodim im ratzel zamein mezamim? Am I low? Vayika deot? Aren't there deot here? No. And that's a different issue. That's because we don't mix women and avodim. Shani hatavishum pritzuta. The idea of mixing avodim uptanim or nashim or avodim is all entirely because of the issue of pritzut, not because of the question of the feet.
What is the meaning of deot? I have a mind to decide, can it yes or no?
No, deot simply means separate awarenesses. Minds. There's separate minds here, and that's what's important. Remember, there's two issues. There's the number of separate individuals, and then there's the particular question of whether there's an issue which is a davarshem gedusha, which means you need the individuals who have the chiyuv that would be, you know, like for Yesh Meirabah, for instance. Although I don't mean to imply, by the way, that's the same thing. Because, I mean, for instance, we would be Mitzarek Beikar Din, a Kotan Shiodeh Lamim of Orchim for Asorah for Zimun, and not for Tfilon. Now, it's different approaches, but that would be the normative approach. So it's not exactly the same halacha, but nonetheless, it's issues of Kiddusha. Mashenkin, if it's Deot B'Alma, it's like we say in English, you know, we need another body.
Just a warm breathing body.
Right. We need another body here. We don't have enough people to accomplish what we want, even if there's other things that might be missing. Now, to stayin the Rav, the Amar Motzel Zamein or Zamein. It said before, we don't know Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. We don't know which one said which. Is it Rav who said that you cannot be Mezamein if you want? Let's prove that it is indeed. The Amar of Dimi by Yosef Amar Rav. If three people are eating together, one of them walks outside, then you call him, you say, hey, Joe, Nevarich, okay. So there you would be Yotze, but if not, if you can't call to him and have him hear you, so then you're not going to be Yotze here, and you won't say you're Zimun. No, that's not the same thing. That's because you had three people together originally. So you're telling me if the guy walks out, I should say now the Zeman is two. I have a thing of a Zeman of three. That's why I need that other guy. But we're talking about a case where there were only two Lechatchila. Can they be Mezamin if they wish? How can you prove from that case anything about this case? Oh, that's true. You know what? Actually, this time there will be Dharma. Imra Tzula Zamenim Mezamni. You know what? Actually, there's a reason to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that even if you want to volunteer a Zeman for two, it's no good. The Omer Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Shachlu Ki Achat, Echad Meyam Yotzei Bibirkat Chaveiro. That if two people eat together, one of them can be Yotzei with the other one's Bracha. Vaminu Bahu Yes, and what's the Chiddush in that? Marka Mashmalan, Tanina, Shama Velo Ana Yatsa, that your Yotzei Shomea Ke Omeh, even if you don't say Amen, with another person's Bracha. And Rabbi Zera explained, no, the Chiddush is, Lomar She'in Birkat Hazimu. It says over here it could be Yotzei Birkat Chaveiro, which means that there's no Birkat HaZimun even when you're being Yotzei. That's the Chiddush. Okay, so you see that's quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Tistayim, you're right. That indeed shows it was Rabbi Yochanan who says there's no din of tzira for Zeman for two, even voluntarily. And it must be therefore Rav who says that it is okay, but it's not voluntarily. Are not able to.
No, but one can.
This is a whole shaila. What the Gemara is referring to over here, by the way. Referring to Birkat HaMazon or referring to Birkat HaMotzi? Remember the sugya before, which was the previous parak, was the question of can one person be Motzi another person in his Birkat HaMazon? In his Birkat HaMotzi, right? Because we only do that, we found there Machlokes Rishonim. Remember the Rabbi Noel Chanan, the Tosfos brings it. You won't even be Yotzei B'diavad in the Birkat HaMotzi, unless, of course, one of them doesn't know how to make the bracha. That's a sugya that we're getting to. But that normally, where each person in Mechuyiva bracha on his own, he wouldn't even be Yotzei, according to that Shitat HaMotzi, with someone else's bracha. Rashi learns over here, Mashmaut is in Rashi over here, Tosfos points out in Amud Aleph, that we're talking about Le'inyan HaMotzi as well. And that Ein Mezamne would mean you cannot have two people sit down and have one make the Birkat HaMotzi for the other. Forget about Birkat HaMazon. It's a separate issue. It's part of Zimun is to be together as a Kviut Su'uda. Therefore, one will make the Birkat HaMotzi. One will make the Birkat HaMazon. As a matter of fact, we'll see tomorrow that even normally the one who would make the Birkat HaMotzi would be the one to make the Birkat HaMazon to be Mezamein, at least according to one sheet, as we'll see. And therefore, the two are fundamentally interlinked. The Rashi learns it over here. The Ein Mezamim, Rotzel Zamin, Ein Mezamim is a question of the Gabe Motzi. Lahotzi, or for that matter, any other bracha. You can't be Mabarak Lahotzi Chaveiros. Tosfos says, for sure, you can be Mabarak, because if you're eating together, it makes a difference whether it's Chiyuv of the Zimun. The Chiyuv of a bracha Rishona is the Kviyut Tzedav. It's how many people are there. Zimun is a new issue. Why is Rashi mixing the Yotzrot in time? So this is about Chlokas, how far we should take this. Amalei Rava Baravuna Laravuna. Vaharabonan Dotu Mima Rava Amri. Imra Tzula Zamim Mizamim. Wait a minute. There were Talmidim that came from Eretz Yisrael, and they said if you want to be Mizamim, you can, even if you're only two. Now, where did they get that sack from? Who is the God on Eretz Yisrael? It's Rabbi Yochanan. Rav is in Bavel, right? So my Rav is Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. You just got finished saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan Tistayim, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no Birkat HaZimun by volunteering among two. They're saying, well, not necessarily. Maybe they heard this psak from Rav. Because Rav originally was in Eretz Yisrael. He moved to Bavel. So maybe Shmuel and Rav became in Achit LeBavel. They might have simply been quoting a psak of Rav that they had heard in Eretz Yisrael. Richie, we're making a siyum on Thursday, on the Zikin, a very special siyum, for those who are Bechorot.
Uh-huh. Or have them if you're young.
And I just wanted to mention...
On Thursday,
I wanted to mention that a minhag at this type of thing, since it's usually Erev Pesach, even though this year it isn't, is to have mashke.
Mashke?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just wanted you to put that on your little palm pilot. That's only who the Koreleva Ani. This is only if you call him and he's close enough to answer, he could say, the Baruch to your Nibarev. But otherwise, there's no longer a Zimun over here. You no longer have your Zimun. The guy's gone. Now, there's different deos among the Rishonim, how far we take this. Is this a measurement in distance, or is it a description of the reality that he's answering? Is it that he's out of reach? And once he's out of reach and he won't hear you, he's no longer shy of the part of the Zimun, according to some, and he can no longer make himself part of the Zimun. In other words, once he goes out of hearing range, even if he comes back in, he's not part of the Soda, and he was Mavata Lechilu Zimun from the sheep of the rope. Omer Abayu, the Kor Levani. Omer Mazut, Velo Amon, Elephishlosha. Now, this is only where you've got three people. He can answer from where he is. But if you've got 10 people, then Adai says he has to come to them. He can't answer. Maskar Ravashi, I would say the opposite is more reasonable. Adarabi, you could establish you've got 9 people already. I mean, what's the difference? You take a look at 9 people, you can see immediately the difference between 9 and 10. So if one of the guys is in the next room, I mean, what difference does it make? If you got, so that's near God, sir, got only 2 people. So weird. You're going to be Mizami, the guy's answer from outside. That seems to me to be stranger than the other case. However, Hilchataka Marzucha, actually, the Alaka nonetheless is the way Marzucha pointed, because you're not taking into consideration the issue here. My time came to Bari Lakure, Shem Shamayim, brought to me Azura Laburakar. Question of years of their occurrence. Since you're going to be saying the Shem Hashem, I'm going to be being mitzvah for a guy outside. What kind of covet is that for the Shem Hashem? Let him come in and sit down with everybody. Hashem came, but it's the question of the Mesubim's covet. You're not mentioning the Shem Hashem. So, Inachinami, there you can rely on the guy answering you. Tanyanami Achi. Oops, sorry. Omer Abaye. Naktinan Shnaim Shachlu Kachat. Mitzvah Lechalek. Actually, what we have, La Halacha, is that you have 2 people together. It's a mitzvah for them to separate, meaning to say their brachas individually, and not to hear a bracha from another guy. But, of course, it's only if they're both bekiyim in the bracha. So if one of them is a bor, then he doesn't know how to make a bracha. So he would be, of course, yotzei over there, l'chatchila, with the other person's bracha. Just an indication of the cultural differences we have. We're so out of touch with the ma'amad, not the social ma'amad, the educational ma'amad of women up until fairly recently, that we can't be tough as these halakas. Tosfos brings over here that the question of nashim, he learns that a nashim are reshus. The question is, would they be yotzei with the man zimun? Why? What's the question? Because they don't understand where they're just saying. So he said, what about the boar? The boar at least understands a little bit of Hebrew something. I mean, what would a woman, as far as she's concerned, you're talking Swahili? I have no idea what Nivarech or Kamamishalot. It's inconceivable. base. No, they go to Cheder, so they hear. I even bring it. What about somebody to hear the Megillah in Laz, or he's a Loazim, he's hearing Hebrew, he doesn't know how to speak any Hebrew, doesn't know what's going on. Okay, so then you're pursuing Isa, but for a broker, you have to know what you're talking about. We are so spoiled by the amazing changes. I mean, these are self-imposed changes. You know, the commitment to giving a chinuch to women. It started, but it's not in terms of a women's lib movement. It started a long time ago with the Beit Yaakov movement and so on. That the change that we take so for granted and we laugh at the lousy Beit Yaakov education and so on. I mean, we compare what the matzah was, the change, and how it's become so much ingrained that such a close stuff is inconceivable. How can you imagine a woman not knowing as much as a man knows what a bracha means? Adarab, but they're the ones that would know. Who would know the psukim and who would know the bracha? Not the women. The men don't never know anything. Fantastic. So says the Gemara. It's if you have a sofer and bor, so Einokinami, the spor would be yotzi. Oh, my Rava, I'm going to tell you something which I said. I want you to know I said it myself, but I heard it quoted from Rabbi Zera, in the Baruch Shekivanti. Ha'am yotan, rita ana, avitamra mishmei the Rabbi Zera kamati. They say over that Rabbi Zera said like the way I said. I said, shorja sha'afu ke'achad. Then echad mafsik l'shnayim, ve'im shnayim mafsik l'echad. If you have three people that eat together, then if one person finishes and he wants to go, the other two are not mafsik for him to be yotzei his yimah. He'll have to wait around or he's going to lose his zima. But if, in the other way, if you have the two people that need to go, then the one person answers for them and then he can continue his zima. So echad will be mafsik l'shnayim, but shnayim not to echad. But wasn't Rav Papa sitting at a meal together with his son Abba, and they change this to Abba Mori because, you know, take a look at the siyum, which we're going to have on Thursday. And the siyum, we mention Abba Mori Bar Papa, right? We mention all the sons of Bar Papa. So this must be Abba Mori Bray, Il Lechad, Rav Papa and another person, we don't remember the other person was, but his son Abba Mori needed to go, and Rav Papa answered, he let him bench, and he left. And there was somebody else at the Soda, which means that Shnayim were Mafsikim for Echad. That's okay. I mean, we're not saying it's Pusser. Shani Rav Papa, there was Nimi Shurata Dinu Diavan. He was being Machsh of his son, but Miyikara Din, we're saying. And then you have to interrupt your Achila. It's not their occurrence. Yehuda Bar Marema, Umar Bar Ravashi, Ravacha Midifti. Now, Yehuda Bar Marema, Umar Bar Ravashi, and Ravacha Midifti were friends. There was no mentor here. And they were eating together. Karcha Rifti Badi Adadi. Lo Hagitu Chad Abi Mufu Mechavi Lebruthilu. No one of the three was particularly more Choshev than the other. So Amri, they said to them, the halacha of shlosha shakluka achat chayavim zamein. I mean, zamein is that one person says to the other, and that's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Avu Godel Elokeinu. That's a special person. So there's one person who is chashuv. He's going to say the bracha, but I mean, none of us is more chashuv than the others. So is that hanimi leyekav yika adam gadol? Is that only where there's a person who's not adam gadol b'nei? Aval leyekav chiyadoni ninu chiluk the brachot adif. Maybe it's adif that each person should say his own bracha as it is by two. Anyway, they didn't know what to do, so Boruch Inish Inishal Nafsh. Each one made a brach themselves, and they didn't say Mizunah. Also, the Kami to Maremar. So when they came to Maremar's home, of course, he bawled out his son Yehuda, and he said to him, "Well, you weren't Yotzei. I mean, you may have been Yotzei in your Birchat Hamazon. You weren't Yotzei your Kriyav of Zimun. You day Bracha Yatzatem. You day Zimun Lo Yatzatem. The Chitim and Ahadim and the Zamein. And now you're going to say, 'All right, so we'll make the Zimun now.' No. Any Zimun of Afreya. There's no retroactive Zimuns. You got to
lost it.
That's what they do nowadays. And he told the Balabais, I'm a Sufik if I had a shear. Maybe you should give me another piece of cake. Bo matzan, kishahim avorchim. Bahu omer achrayim. How about if somebody walks in, he hasn't eaten, and he hears people saying, Nevarech shecham b'shalom. What's supposed to do, sit there like a temple? I mean, somebody says, let us bless the Lord. So he's going to look at them, or he doesn't have to say something. What does he say? Rezvin omer baruch hu umvorach. He can't say shecham b'shalom, but he should indicate that he's mitzurah. To bracha, he says, baruch hu umvorach. Thus brings the Bahad, who adds on, baruch hu umvorach shemo, tamil olam va'ed.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Muslim, but he happened to walk in. Whereas Rav Papa says, no, he just says amen. But actually, they weren't talking about the same thing. So hopefully, they're not arguing. Hadash kachina de gamina barech. One is talking about where Richie was doing the bracha.
Sleep.
One was talking about where you walked in where somebody was saying the word Nivarech. So then you have to respond to the Nivarech. One is talking about where he already walks in, they're already saying Baruch. So there's no responsive to the Nivarech. So over there, he hears their bracha. It says amen, like any other bracha. So So your dashkachino to kamei baruch. So the hard dashkachino to kamei nivarech. Dashkachino to kamei baruch. Dashkachino to kamei nivarech. Amr baruch umevorach. Because he's responding to the nivarech. Dashkachino. By the way, it should say baruch umevorach. According to the many gersaot and according to the halacha. And the dashkachino to kamei baruch. Then only amen. Now the shaila is: do you say amen after your own baruch? Tani choda. Yes. Tamid alam. I mentioned that a moment ago. That's the Bahag's Girsa, which Tosas brings over here. Now, one Brisa says, one Brisa says, if a person answers Amen after his own birth, then that's a good thing. That's a ridiculous thing. It's a ridiculous. Question is, the truth is there's two approaches to this. The general halacha saying amen after, which we find in certain places or in certain menhagim after many types of brachot, is where there's a long seder of brachot and you're at the end. So in Birkat HaMazon there's three brachot. We added one bracha, which was Atov HaMiti. So therefore, to keep in mind the Dioraita and the Rabbanan at the end of Bnei Yerushalayim, that's the end of the seder Dioraita. So we say there, Bnei Berachamav Yerushalayim or Bnei Yerushalayim, amen. But in a normal bracha, to say amen after your own bracha, it doesn't make any sense. And so amen is, and now let us look back on all of the above and may it all be true. But when you just got finished saying something, it doesn't make sense to say amen. That's what you said. Why are you saying it again, so to speak? So some learn it goes on all brachot, some learn bedavka on Bnei Yerushalayim, because we have this confusion about the Hatov HaMeiti bracha. And since it's nogea l'halakha, Hatov HaMeiti bracha, because we saw before the Po'alim issue, in which we don't really want them to waste time, so we want to make sure that people know the difference between the bracha d'Oraita and the bracha d'Rabbanan. So Abaye actually would bedavka say amen aloud when he got to Bnei Yerushalayim. Let's say Bnei Yerushalayim amen, that people could hear. So ani lei bekala ki eched l'shmu po'alim v'likumu. He wanted the people who were working to know that the ikur birkat hamazon is completed. Now, because if they hear and say amen, why is he saying amen? Said, it must be that's the end of the Seder of Brachot. Whereas the Tov HaMeitiv, that's Lav Yoraita. That was a takana in Yavne because of the Anshe Beitar. They're called there. Rav Ashi, on the contrary, he felt that people would end up being mizalzel in the takana. So therefore, Ani Lei B'Lachisha, he did not say amen aloud, because he wanted Keichad alone in Zalzalu Batov HaMeiti. He felt that people would stop saying Batov HaMeiti if they saw that we could make an afkamina between it and other brachot. He's talking about in our review.
Baruch
Hu Mevorach. Baruch Shemo Tamid Olam Ba'ed.
Yes.
Tamid Olam Ba'ed.
The Archibald Sitter brings it.
Yeah.
Benching.
What's the Archibald Sitter? The Archibald Sitter. And benching. No, which gears? Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Tamid Olam Ba'ed.
Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo.
Baruch Shemo.
I'll say it
somehow. But Tosis brings that gears here from the Bahag. Rizvino Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Bahag Pasach Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Tamid Olam Ba'ed. Tosis Rizvino. Or, of course, if there's 10 Baruch Hu Elokeinu.
The expression of this name, Mishra said, then means beyond the letter of the law. Right?
No.
No?
It does in English.
Okay, that's
but in Hebrew, it's the opposite. In English, it's beyond the letter of the law.
Yeah.
Right. In
Hebrew.
That's what I'm trying to understand the language, because it seems to be opposite.
In Hebrew, what it means is that you bring in and constrict yourself.
Uh-huh.
In English, you're always viewing it in terms of volunteerism. Uh-huh. So when you go beyond the letter of the law, what it means is that you're being expansive.
Right.
But in Hebrew, it's the exact opposite. What you're doing is you're accepting greater limitation upon yourself.
Uh-huh.
So it's a totally different vision, because I'm responding to my fear, not to my volunteerism.
There was a way to look at it, in the translation, just seemed always backwards.
Because it comes from mishmeret. The idea of mishmeret is that you build a siyag. A siyag means you put a fence before you get the letter of the law, because you don't want to fall against the letter of the law.
To the side.
Yeah. You bring it closer to yourself. Which, of course, if you bring it in too close, you can't move. That's the question. That's always the balance of how many shrata did you want to go.
שלושה שאכלו כאחד חייבים לסמן. אכלת מים, העשר ראשון שנתלה תרומתו מהעשר שנתלה כשנפטור. השמה שאכל כזית והקרותית, מזנים עליו. אוכל טבל, מעשר ראשון, שלא נפלט תרומתו מעשר שני, וכשלא נפטרו, שמה שאכל פחות מכזית ונוכרי, אין מזנים עליו. נשים ועבדים וקטנים אין מזנים עליהם. עד כמה מזנים? עד כזית, רבי אומר, עד כביצה. מינו אני מילה, אומר, ואתה דבר רע, גדלו לה שביתי, נרום אמר שבוי ירדיו, רבי אבא, הוא אומר מאחר, כי שם השם אקרא לא של יחיד, אבו גודל אלוקינו לא של רבים. אומר חנה ברבא, מניין לא נאמן שלא יביא כלו יותר מן המברך, שאומר גדול להשם איתי ונרום אמר שבו ירדיו. אומר שמי מפז מניין, שאינו מתרגם לשאול להביא כלו יותר מן הקורא, שנאמר משה ידבר, והאורים יעננו בכל, שאין תם ולא אומר בכל, מה תם ולא אומר בכל, בקולו של משה, תניה מיוחי, אין המתרגים רשאי להגביה קולו יותר מן הקורא, ואם אי אפשר למתרגים להגביה קולו כנגד הקורא, ימאך הקורא קולו, ויקרא יתמא. שניים שאכלו כך אחת, פליגי ברבי רב רבי יוחנן. אחד אמר אם רצו לזמן מזמנים, ואחד אמר אם רצו לזמן, אין מזמנים. What do you mean? It's not. Shlosha shachluka achat chayavim lezamein. That shlosha im, shlaim lo. No. Come on. Atam chova. Hacharushut. Okay. Toshma. Shlosha shachluka achat chayavim lezamein. Ve'in l'shayin l'chayalei. So you see again. Two is not going to be able to be mezamein. Shlosha im, shlaim lo. No. Shani atam dekova lo rechova mi'ikora. Okay. Toshma. Hashama shayim eshamesh ala shnaim. Hare ze ochel imayim afapishano natu lo reshut. היה משמש לה שלושה, הרי זה אינו אוכל על מהם, אלא אם כן נתנו לו רשות. Why? Obviously, because they don't have the option. No. שניאתם דנקלון מקבלו בחופה. תשמע, נשים מזמנות לעצמם, ועבדים מזמנים לעצמם, נשים ועבדים וקטנים, as a mixture, אם רצו לזמן, הם מזמנים. Okay, now, my ray is like this. הנשים אפילו מאה קשרי גברי דמין, רואי? וכתרי נשים מזמנות לעצמן, ועבדים מזמנים לעצמן. So it's obviously optional. No. שאני את הבדיק הדעות. Oh, so יוחי, then why does it say נשים ועבדים? אם רצו לזמן, אם מזמנים, אמר לו, העיק הדעות. Now that's a different issue. That's משום פריצותה. תסתיים, the רב הוא די אמר, אם רצו לזמן, אם מזמנים. דיום רבדים מבר יוסף אמר רב, שלושה שאכלו כאחת ויצא אחת מהם לשוק, קוראים לו ומזמנים עליו. Aha, so you see, only time to קוראים לו, but if not, לא. Ah, that's because שאני את הנקודו בחובה מעיקרה. As a matter of fact, the standard of Yochanan, who do you say? Im ratzu lezamein in mezamein. Do you say, Rabba Barbachan, Amar Yochanan, Shnayim shachlu kechat, Echad miyem yotzi bibrikat chaviro, Vabino banu big chidish, Maika mashkulan, Tadina shabah velo anayatza. Do you say, Rabbi Zer, the chidish is lomar, that it's his bracha, not their bracha, and ein birkat azimun b'neyem. Tistayim. Omele Rava Barvul Ravona. How could that be? The Rabbanan taught me Ma Rava Amru. Im Ratz Lezamein, you are Mizamni. I would assume, I mean, my love Shmielim Rabbi Yochanan. No, not necessarily. Could be Shmielim Rav, Mikamine Rachet Lebavel, Gufa. Omele Rafdimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav, Shlosha Shachlu Kachat Yatsa Chad Mim Lashuk, Korin Lo Mizamnim Alav. Omele Rabbaye Vude Korele Vaoni. Omele Barzut Vlo Amron, Elo Bishlosha. אבל בעשרה עד הנאיתם, מתגל רשי עד הרבה, איפה מסתברו. תשע, at least are nearing כעשרה, שניים, he's very evidently missing, and he's nearing כשלושה. Nonetheless, here, the כמר זו רבי תאימה, given the boy, לדקור שם שמיים, בוא עצר מעשר עליו ורחרה. אומר הבאי, נקטינן שניים שחלו כאחת, מצווה לחלק. תני למי אוכי, שניים שאכלו כאחת, מצווה לחלק באמת, ואנו אומרים כששניהם סופרים, אבל אחד סופר ואחד בור, סופר מבורך ובור יוצא. אומר אבו המיל תמרית הענה, and afterwards it happened במשפט ובזר הקבעתי, שלושה שאכלו כאחת, אחד מפסיק לשניים, ואין שניים מפסיקים לאחד, ולא, רב פאפה הפסיק לילה במורי ברי, You and another guy, Yashani Rav Papa, the Lifti Bishrata Dinudavat, Yudabar Maremar, Umar Baravashi, and Ravachami Difti, were all Karki Rifti Biadi Adadi, and it's a Chabura where Lohavibu Chadav and Mufli Bichabri, Lavaruchilu. So they weren't sure. Mahat it's not. Shloshashak Luka Chayavim Zame, is that Hanimi Lechrik Adam Gadol, Avalechatechi Adadi Ninu, Chiluk Brachot Odiv. So Baruch Inish Inish Lanavshe. Oto Lakabed Marimar, Omarlo Yede Bracha Yatzata, Yede Zimun Lo Yatzata. Vechite Mladim and Zamein, in Zimun Lamafreya. What's the name of Bo Matzak Shem of Orchim? Mao Omer Achrehem. There is Vir Omer, Baruch Omurach Shemo, and so on. Rav Pop Omer, Mane Amen. Velo Pligi, Hodash Chino, the Kamer Nevorech, Hodash Kenel Omer Baruch, Ash Kachino, the Kamer Nevorech, then he has to respond. So there he says, the Baruch Kirsa, Baruch Omurach, Ash Kachino, the Kamer Baruch, then he just has to be on the Amen. Tani Koda, Ana Amen Achre, Birchotav, Zombrachot, Rezmishubach, Tanida Rezmagune, Lokash Abubone Yerushalayim, Havishar Brachot, Abaye Onele Bekala, Kech Lishmupoali Melikmu. Why? Because Atova met him as love the right, Zremachuyot. Ravashi Onele Bevachisha, he was afraid Kech Lol Zalzu, Bebirchot Atova Metiv.